Boris Godunov refuses to accept the Moscow throne. The Boyarshisky accuses Godunov of the death of the infant Tsarevich. The people beg Boris to become Tsar and he agrees. 4 years later, in the cell of the monastery, Father Pimen completes the writing of the chronicle. Enoch Gregory asks him about the death of Tsarevich Dmitri, who was his age. Pimen witnessed the murder and considered the election of the murderer to the throne a terrible grief. Gregory escapes from the monastery and informs the Patriarch that he will reign in Moscow. The Patriarch orders his capture and his exile to a monastery for eternity. At the house of Vasily Shisky, one of the guests announces that the prince has appeared at the court of the Polish king, Tsarevich Dmitri, who was murdered at Godunov's will. Boris learns from Shisky of the appearance of the impostor, for whom the king and his princes stand up. The frightened Tsar begins to question Shisky about the possibility of the impostor's survival, but the latter assures him it is impossible. Grigory gathers supporters around him, promising each of them a coveted reward, and attacks Russia.